You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have a special guest, Andrea Samber, who is the director of brand partnerships for Cotton Incorporated's Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Andrea.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me today.
You know, a lot of kids back in elementary school choose their jobs. They want to be police officers, firefighters, nurses, astronauts. Did you just have some cotton on and decide, I want to go the way of cotton?
I don't know if I picked my vocation back in elementary school, but cotton's always been important to me. In all honesty, I was an athlete, and so I definitely perspired a little. And so cotton is natural, and so it's great. It's a breathable, comfortable, and durable fabric. So I've always worn cotton my whole life.
And I'll tell you this, when I was a police officer, I had departments that put me in polyester. And I loved the places I worked that did put me in cotton because it was far more comfortable to me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm of the same mindset. I have the same thought process.
So what type of athlete were you, Andrea?
Back in the day, because it's been a while since school, I played a couple of varsity sports. I played soccer, I played softball, I played tennis, and I played basketball.
Do you find time these days to do any of that anymore?
A little bit with my kids. My kids are definitely into sports, and so practicing with them, play a little tennis, have even tried a little pickleball now. So that's a new sport for me, but definitely with the kids, we play a lot. We do a lot of hiking in my house, and we definitely wear cotton when we're outdoors, again, because it's breathable, it's comfortable, it's natural, and so it's my go-to fabric.
You know, Andrea, as you speak about hiking, I have a friend right now, David Blount, who's taking a 343-mile hike right now, currently. And we had a conversation last week about what type of clothing and those choices that you have to make when you're taking such a long hike to be comfortable. It's important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't quite gone that far. But yes, you want it to be breathable. You want it to be comfortable. Cotton is antimicrobial. And so it's a great choice for a lot of activities out there. So definitely checking the label is key. Knowing what you're wearing and what activities you're doing, super important to know what you're wearing and definitely looking for cotton.
When I left college, I left the University of Alabama. My first job was actually working for a T-shirt company, and the company was called TJ's. And I was a utility guy, so I took the cloth off of the truck and I would send it out to the cutters and the seamstresses and made sure that they had what they needed to be able to make the T-shirts. And they were 100% cotton. So I guess I was a cotton guy too at the time.
I love hearing that, right? We definitely have our favorite T-shirts, our favorite denim. Denim is such an iconic fabric and so important to us, right? In our personal closets, in our life. We wear it for either that test that's coming up because it makes us feel good and confident, or maybe a date or an event or activity, or it's just our favorite, most comfortable pair. So I love hearing about, you know, your stories about cotton, and definitely we have an affinity for it. I think as a society, it's a natural fiber. Right? It comes from the earth, and so we feel good about that. And it's durable, long-lasting, but ultimately it can be recycled because it's natural.
And Andrea, of course, I'll get to the questions, but I do like my listeners to get to know the person that is sharing, and I like that. If we go back to your college days and what you wanted to do, and then ultimately taking this path, how did that happen?
Sure. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. So for my college days, I actually was on campus. I was up in Boston, and I was doing some after school, or I guess, you know, in addition to my course load work, running an auction, a charity auction. I got involved in events and things, and that sort of led my path onto business school and marketing, and I wound up joining the team at Cotton to work on marketing, promotions, events, and talking to consumers about knowing what their clothes are made of, how easy it is to find by checking the label. And, you know, that's sort of been my path, and I'm really proud of it, and have had a lot of fun doing it also.
And that's very interesting, because a Boston girl, someone up north, dealing with cotton, when I'm a guy who's surrounded by cotton here in the South.
Yep, about 17 states in the U.S. grow cotton. But having done my undergrad up in Boston, what's great about cotton is, you know, it keeps you warm in the winter with that great fisherman's sweater, a cable knit sweater, corduroy, flannel, denim, of course. That's year-round. It's evergreen. But it also keeps you cool in the summer. We talked about your time working for a t-shirt company and your favorite t-shirts. It keeps you cool in the summer. So cotton, it really can be great for all things, all activities. Again, just looking to know what your clothes are made of and looking for that cotton on the label.
And of course, Cotton Incorporated is supported by cotton growers and importers of cotton-containing products. And I'll even take you back. My grandfather, who raised me, Lynn Hedrick, he was raised in Texas, and they started out outside of Dallas. His dad managed a cotton gin, and then for junior high school, they moved outside of Corpus Christi, where they were on the Chapman Ranch, and my grandfather helped his dad run the cotton gin. And I have documents today where my grandfather's in college in Nashville, and he's telling his dad how to fix certain equipment there at the cotton gin. And so I have roots in the cotton industry because of my granddad and his connection with working in the cotton gin those many years ago. So it's interesting to think about the cotton growers and the process that leads us to ultimately what we see is a t-shirt. But if younger people can understand what it takes, the involvement to get to that point, I think that's really good to understand where our products come from initially.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Cotton Incorporated is a science-based research and marketing organization for the industry. And as you described, all that goes into the industry, from agricultural to promotion to talking to consumers to understand it all. It's not just our clothing, but as you mentioned, you know, viewers and listeners actually may know us best for our tagline, the fabric of our lives, and that feel of cotton that they recognize when they see it on products or online. And certainly that tagline, the fabric of our lives.
So, Andrea, when did the Blue Jeans Go Green denim recycling program begin? Was this something that started while you were working with Cotton Incorporated, or was it already established?
Yes, I was here at Cotton Incorporated, and we started the program back in 2006. So it's about 18 years old, and to date, we've collected nearly 5 million pieces of denim. And the purpose of the program is to keep textile waste, specifically denim, out of landfills and give it an opportunity to become something new. And so that new item is to become an insulating material that can be used for various applications.
Our conversation will take a turn in the next segment as we talk about helping the wardrobe for young people, sustainable cotton essentials like dresses and blue jeans, tops, those things where parents are looking and caregivers are looking into the closet and deciding to recycle old clothes or share ways to save through the Blue Jean Go Green program. And we want to establish that connection with listeners to this program. Maybe there's someone that's listening today that hasn't heard about it, and I'm one of those people. I'm glad to have you on the show to be able to share about it, but I had never heard about the Blue Jeans Go Green program. Of course, I'd heard the ad, the touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our life throughout my childhood. I don't hear it as much these days, but it was something that stayed on my mind. So it was a great marketing program for cotton all of those years ago.
Well, thank you. Yes. So there's definitely that tagline that people are familiar with. And now, for the last 18 years, we've been running the program. People may or may not, to your point, be familiar with Cotton Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program, but it's a great way to give people in the U.S. an opportunity to feel good about responsibly recycling their old denim. And there's a bonus. Sometimes there's an opportunity to actually get a discount on the purchase of a new denim item if you happen to take it to a participating retailer in the program.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Andrea Samber, Director of Brand Partnerships with Cotton Incorporated. And in the next segment, we want to talk about shopping. We want to talk about saving money and stopping you from buying things both that you and your kids won't need or want later. So if you'll stick with me, Andrea, we'll continue this conversation on the other side, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks
All right.
so much.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you. Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad to have Andrea Samber, Director of Brand Partnerships for Cotton Incorporated, on the line with me right now. As we've talked about cotton, we've talked about also the recycling program that's been established, Blue Jeans Go Green program. And in this segment, we want to talk about shopping. We want to talk about, as kids have gotten back into school, these purchases that are made where maybe it's not necessarily the right purchase to make because the kids won't need it or want it later. And I know with my own 9-year-old, she is growing like a weed. And so I purchase clothes and next thing I know, she needs more. Welcome back to the show, Andrea Samber.
Thanks, Mark.
Glad to have you today to talk about this. And let's just dive in with these questions here. What is the best way to build a wardrobe for the listener and their children?
Sure. So whether it's back to school season or just changing seasons in your wardrobe, certainly taking an inventory of what's currently in your closet and ultimately select durable, quality, and comfortable clothing is the easiest way to start. And by checking the label, looking for cotton is definitely the number one step. So build core cotton essentials in your closet. You want to find comfortable, quality, and long-lasting clothing that you can add to what already you have in your closet.
And there was a survey that was done that found that 3 out of 4 parents or caregivers prefer to dress their kids in cotton. How was that survey done? Do you know?
Yes. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor Survey asks buyers lots of questions, and specifically this season, about how to tackle their back-to-school shopping. And so that's where that came from. That we know that this back-to-school season, people are spending about $378 on clothing. That's down from last year, where it was $520. And so we know Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor Survey tells us that 63% of consumers are looking to stretch that dollar as they make purchases for back to school. And clothing is a top purchase. And so you want to start with selecting comfortable, durable, and quality clothing. And comfort is synonymous with cotton.
And I'm not here to tell people what stores to go to. People know where they can shop, how they can find clothing. But as far as buying quality clothing, how can they best be guaranteed that they're getting good quality clothing?
Well, to your point, everybody has their own personal brands and stores that they like to shop. And that's the best thing. By looking at the label and looking for cotton wherever you like to shop, that's how you know it's quality, durable, and it'll be comfortable, right? Personal style is so much about feeling good in how you look. And so checking the label, knowing that you're starting with a natural fiber like cotton, it's going to be breathable. It's going to be long lasting. It's certainly going to make you feel good because it's comfortable. And ultimately, when you can no longer wear it, you know it can be recycled.
And as we think about not just our household, but the overall economy in mind, what can we do with clothes that our kids have outgrown?
So denim specifically can be recycled through Cotton's Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program. If you check the label and see that the denim is 90% cotton or greater, authentic denim is made from cotton, it can ultimately be recycled through the Blue Jeans Go Green Program. And especially as we're talking about people are so mindful of their wallets, looking to stretch their dollar and how inflation is affecting what they spend money on, a great part of the Blue Jeans Go Green program is actually if you take it to a participating local retailer, you may get a discount off the purchase of a new pair of jeans or a new denim item.
And that's going to be important, knowing where those retailers are if someone decides to utilize the Blue Jeans Go Green denim recycling program, right?
Yes. So bluejeansgogreen.org, by visiting that website, you can find who's participating in the program. Retailers like American Eagle, PacSun, Madewell, Ariat, Franken Oak, Muji, and there are always new retailers participating at varying times of the year. But by visiting bluejeansgogreen.org, you can find out if there's somewhere locally you can drop off your old denim. And if not, you can actually download a free mailing label on bluejeansgogreen.org as well. And you can just pack up that pair or two that can no longer be worn and no longer be repaired or shared. And you can mail it off for recycling to Cotton's Blue Jeans Go Green program for free.
Andrea, what is the most fulfilling part of your role there with Cotton Incorporated?
What a great question. You know, I love what I do. I'm really excited to have seen this recycling program grow over the last 18 years. And I think it's really fulfilling to see before people were really talking about sustainability the way they are and circularity, the cotton industry wanted to be involved in making as much of an impact as possible on diverting textile waste, specifically denim. So we set up the Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program to give people an easy way to recycle their old denim. Denim is an iconic fabric. We all have it in our closets, but sometimes we can't wear it any longer. So this is really a responsible way to recycle it and feel good about actually being able to make an impact, because the denim is turned into an insulating material that then we're able to return some of that to the community. It can be building insulation, where we've worked with Habitat for Humanity affiliates around the country that we've been able to give insulation to as a result of all the denim that people have given us over the years.
Through your work, Andrea, have you been able to have the opportunity, say through conferences or other means, to be able to interact with some of the cotton growers that are part of Cotton Incorporated?
Absolutely. I was actually just last week up on a cotton farm in northeastern North Carolina, southern, southeastern Virginia. And so it's really a wonderful way to get to meet and interact with the growers to understand. I'm on the marketing side. And so to really understand, you know, from the roots, no pun intended, and foundation of the program from their perspective, you get to be on a farm, see it, and really as it moves all the way through the pipeline, it's a fascinating industry, and it's one I'm happy to be a part of.
That's great, and I wish you many more years, Andrea, in your passion and what you love to do as you grow with Cotton Incorporated. No pun intended. No, there was a pun intended there myself. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for you, and I'm glad that you have it. And you have found what you enjoy doing, and that's very important. I try to encourage listeners to find what they love and to dive in and to be a part of that, to go with your passion. And, of course, I have a passion for talking to people like yourself and seeing what you love to do and promoting what you feel is important. And right now, the Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program, as we've talked about, maybe there are some listeners out there who will want to participate in that program, be a part of this. And maybe the conversation's been helpful when it comes to choosing quality clothing, affordable clothing, thinking about their own financial situation and how they can stretch that dollar, as you said earlier in the conversation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I love talking with you. And I think what's great about cotton is that really wherever you shop, whatever type of clothing you like to purchase for yourself, if you look at what it's made of and you look for that cotton, it doesn't matter the retailer. You know, that's your choice, your brand, who you have an affinity for. That's the great thing about cotton.
Well, I'll wear cotton if you follow the Mark White Show.
Absolutely.
It's a great effort that we do here to try to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire. And it's just about making a difference. And you're making a difference, Andrea, in the work that you're doing. And I like to highlight that through my show. And so you'll see a lot of difference makers through the Mark White Show as we try to shed a positive light on the world around us and our communities and the great work that we can get involved in if we just search it out and find those opportunities.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about it and your interest in the Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program and cotton at large.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Andrea Samber, Director of Brand Partnerships for Cotton Incorporated's Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program. You're always welcome here on the Mark White Show, Andrea.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great day. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope today's show has been helpful to you. I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of the Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur.
These are my kind of people.